Here comes Bot.
I love Mondays. I love Mondays. Like, I have the same feeling on Monday that I have, you know, when you're dying for the loo and you're a few miles away from your house and driving, and you just get that pain. It's a similar feeling.
It's absolutely lashing it down outside as well. It's horrible.
Is it still? I wanted to say hello to JK and Joel this morning, and then JK, right, he's the one that Joel carries. And then decided to have a wrestling match with me.
He loves his wrestling, Joel.
Yeah, sadly I don't, because I'm a grown man, and, you know, and it's 20 past six in the morning. Yeah. So he's trying to wrestle me out the studio into the corridor, and he's going, "This is great, isn't it? Does it wake you up?" I get off me, you arse. And I have to throw a chair at his head. Now, I'm sorry, but this is why JK will never run Radio 1 or have any kind of high business management position in a company. Unless it's the WWE. I mean, if he was MD of Tesco's...
I thought it was a WWF.
It's WWE now. You got to move on, son.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because people are getting it mixed up with, like, pandas and the World Wildlife Fund. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Apparently they booked Hulk Hogan for some kind of animal sanctuary opening, and it just was a disaster.
Led to confusion.
Yeah. Anyway. See, now Joel's more my kind of person, you know, has a cigarette and a pint and you sit down. Whereas JK, he wants to wrestle you in the corridor. Mm.
I thought it was Joel that was into wrestling.
No, JK was into wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's very difficult. It's
I get confused.
Should stand in the same position, shouldn't they? They're not helping themselves.
I can't tell them apart.
I know. Chris Moyle Show. I'll give you a clue. One of them's gay and the other one certainly isn't. National Radio 1. You decide. Put it this way. One of them's got a regular partner and the other one's got an
irregular partner.
Well, yeah. That's all I'm saying.
6:57.
Yeah.
Many people texting in going, "Oh, please God, let it be Joel who shops on the fashionable side of the street." Or please, is it JK that is the gay? JK, as he would be known as from now on.
Gay K.
Which one would you like of JK and Joel? Which one would you prefer and be happy with being the gay? JK or Joel? Text either JK or Joel. And then big letters, gay. It's 81199. That's 81199. JK or Joel, you choose. The purpose of the gag is better than it's JK.
Mm.
You know.
Well, it's better than gay Joel, isn't it?
Gay Joel. I don't know, actually.
Whatever floats your boat, really.
It's all gay. Anyway. Oasis first thing up today, in a minute, Justin Timberlake. I sound awful this morning, don't I? I'm actually alright, I'm quite awake, I just feel a bit...
It's just at the end of the sentence, you just do that a bit.
Do you honestly think so? I must admit, I completely disagree with you. Right, Justin Timberlake next, after we get some news and sports. 2 minutes past seven.
Gwyneth Paltrow is refusing to confirm or deny claims that she's pregnant again. She turned up on the red carpet at the weekend for the premiere of her new film, Proof.
I can tell you.
What?
She is.
Is she?
Yeah.
Have you had first-hand...
It's mine.
So to speak.
It's mine.
Okay, the rumours come after her mum let slip that she was going to be a grandmother again.
Who said anything about pregnancy? Don't tell me that you believe what you read in the papers. I don't read it. And the tabloids here are awful and just, you know, invasive, and they write lies or they invade your privacy, so I stay far away from them.
Yep, it's mine.
And finally...
All my work.
That's horrible. The first specialist training kitchen for school dinner ladies is officially opening in Essex later. It's now 5 minutes past seven.
Here comes Bot.
Oh, yeah. I love Bot. Looking by Carrie shaking herself. Easy, Carrie.
Yeah, love
Bod. Seen her shaking herself there. What do you think?
That was as flat as a pancake.
Well, it's because she gave her bra away. So, I've got this fabulous Bod CD, which is called Bod Words and Music, right? And it's they say, welcome to the first and possibly only ever oral celebration of Bod. Let's hope it's the only one. Do you know what I mean? can you name any of the characters from Bod?
Farmer Barlymoe.
Father Barlymoe. Now, how everybody on that show had their own theme.
Yes.
Can you remember how that went?
Doom, oh, that could have been Aunt Flo, actually. One of them was doom, like that.
Yeah, but whose was that?
I think it might be Aunt Flo.
81199, can you tell us what tune belonged to who? I just want to see a load of text messages going, now I think your final is actually doom,
is like that. That's your farmer.
That's your farmer.
Yeah. Barlymoe.
All right, so, would you be thinking of Frank the Postman, maybe? Was that what you were thinking of?
That's it, yeah.
Anybody else in the studio still with us?
David, look confused.
I have no idea what's going on.
I used to watch Bod, but I can't remember all the theme tunes.
Now, see, I have an issue with Bod because I bought Bod on video years ago, yet there are two versions of Bod. There was Bod, and then there was New Bod. And New Bod was the one with all the milkshakes and the Alberto Balsam with his orchestra and all that.
Yeah, that's the one I remember.
You're with me, right?
Yeah.
Well, there was a version without all that. That was just Father Barlymoe and, you know, Aunt Flo and
the Postman.
You know, Frank the Postman.
Yeah.
So there you go. David, anything any more clearer?
No.
It's a kids' TV show.
Yeah, but I obviously haven't seen it, have I?
There's a massive frog who drank milkshakes towards the end.
Yeah.
Who's Bod? Like, can you pass the CD over?
That's Bod. On the front.
Right.
There's Bod there.
And he has loads of friends.
Bod has, like, well, I think Bod was asexual.
Yeah.
Because he looked like a boy, but he wore a dress.
That's true, actually, isn't it?
A triangular dress and a bald head.
A bit like Eddie Izzard.
To be fair, you know, bald head, dress. Kind of a bit like how Dominic is when he's relaxing at the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Non-committal.
That's me on downtime.
Apparently it's on Nick Jr. every night at 8:05, and Ken in London's three-year-old loves it. Or Kerry, rather, not Ken. That's the mayor. Sorry.
It's a Bod issue again.
I'd say Kerry, knock down that congestion charge, will you? So then, over the weekend, what happened to Chelsea? I mean, they're bulletproof, they're indestructible. No team can damage them. So they got a nice, easy game at the weekend, playing bottom of the table, Everton, who couldn't, you know, they couldn't score in a brothel. But lo and behold,
we had a bad day up front yesterday.
I haven't finished yet. Lo and behold,
yeah, let him finish.
Everton score the first goal. You know, when the dirty Chelsea.
Dirty.
You know, hack some poor Evertonian players' legs off in the box, therefore giving away the penalty. The referee obviously has no other choice than to give the penalty, which James Beattie takes so well, leaving that very odd-looking, but granted good goalkeeper of yours, Mr. Cech, with his funny face. He looks like the goalkeeper, without the tash, like from Mike Bassett.
Yeah,
the
team got a tash.
What? No, the fella in Mike Bassett has got a tash. I don't think Cech doesn't have a tash. I'm looking at the wrong end. The fella with the short hair, the Cornish fella. No, that's Nigel Martin, is it? Anyway, back to the fact that you got spanked, didn't you? I mean,
didn't get spanked.
You did.
One all, for goodness sake.
Against the bottom of the table club.
Fine.
Seriously.
Look, it had to come to an end soon. Did I not say to you, Dave, you played well? Did I not? I was quite magnanimous.
Credit,
did I not?
Yeah, you were magnanimous.
Fellow did mastermind.
Yes.
I was Magnus Magnusson.
I was Magnus. I'm Spartacus.
You were quite Magnusson yesterday. You texted and sort of congratulations and all that.
We had over 20 shots on goal. I mean, granted, not many on target. We had about 13 corners and
only
still
one of them went in. Mm.
Yes, I know.
And that was a very poor goal from
Frank Lampard. Oh, it was amazing. It was an absolute belter.
It was a fluke.
It was. You just managed to fluke it.
I leapt up in the pub with my mates, just looked at me and went, "You all right?" And I went, "Yeah, I'm fine." Yeah. I nearly knocked my chair over. It was really
So, so it leaves us with a job to do. No, I was going to say a problem, but it's not a problem. It's a job to do. I said last week, after the success of
Good Morning, David O'Leary,
I said that the next Everton player to score can have their own jingle.
Especially commissioned.
And I think I said something like, you know, so if James Beattie scores something, which you point, well, at that point you're thinking, I doubt it.
Mm.
But James Beattie did score, so now we need to make a James Beattie jingle.
So when do we do this? Can we do it this week?
I had to speak to my man today.
Your singing man?
Yeah, and then by the end of the week, we should have
Good Morning,
James Beattie, like that.
You know, just rewards for a good penalty.
Yeah. It was a good penalty. Better than Arsenal's one on Saturday.
Mm.
Chris Moyle Show. Right, anyway, enough of that. Let's get back to the hits. National Radio. I know. We know. Could be going out tonight. You might have the day off. Might be a long weekend. I know it's Living for the Weekend and it's Monday and it's the last song you really want to hear, but I'm sorry about that. Don't blame me. Blame Dave. Blame Alan.
Mm. He's not here.
So exactly, blame him. By the way, the results of the Who Is Gay, JK or Joel? JK, I think, came out on top.
Oh, really?
So, JK or Gay K.
This one says, I definitely would prefer Joel to be a gayer. He even looks gay and is quite fanciful to a gay man, says Kevin in South London.
He's gay-friendly. Mm. Rather than gay, because he takes pride in his appearance, believe it or not. I know it's hard to believe, but he has bronzing moisturizer and everything.
Mm.
So if you ever need to borrow any products, honestly, pop around Joel's.
He also...
Seriously, bar the little white outfit that the girls wear behind the counters, he's got everything.
I was round at his flat the other day and he had scented candles.
It's like you've walked into Clarins. It really is.
Mm. He had lavender and apple. Could you not?
But that makes a funny smell.
I completely believe it. Anyway, so that's wrap that one up. It's 7:20. And it's time for Stingray. I almost said buzz off then, weirdly. Oh, the memories.
Mm.
Anyway, Stingray is where we... ring one of our listeners and wake them up by playing Sting down the phone. It really is that simple. And it's starting to pick up now as well.
It's gathering pace.
I had a comment from somebody over the weekend goes, I don't get it, but it's very funny. So I said, that'll do, thanks.
Stick that down as a tick, though, I think, on the audience reaction sheet.
Yeah, so how many ticks have we got then so far?
Two.
Brilliant. It's the first one from you?
Yes.
Right. So, lots of people registered while we were away on holiday the other week. They didn't know why. They just know they'd get a phone call. So let's ring someone else and give them a sting ring, if you pardon the expression. I prefer it when they're really tired and confused and just sit there listening.
You've been stung wrong. Sting ring.
You've been stung by Sting.
Yes.
Hey, this is Sting. You've just been stung. Give him a ring. He'll do as a message. That was Kate Ellis. She's 20 from Swindon. So if you know Kate, tell it was us.
Who else would it be? Who else on the planet will be ringing her at 7:22 and playing Sting down the phone?
I don't know.
I wonder if Sting listens.
I don't know.
Oh, seriously.
Hello, Mr. Sting, with
Trudy, having breakfast in the kitchen, listening.
Do you think they have breakfast?
I would think so. Hours.
Do you think he has muesli? Because he's quite fit, isn't he?
Yeah,
I bet they have porridge or something like that.
I think muesli and fruit.
Ready, Breck?
Hmm.
And then he walks around all day with a little red line around his body. Remember the ad? Right, 7:23, Monday morning, Radio 1. Jamiroquai. Out in November, it's called Don't Give Hate a Chance. My girlfriend drives around this album constantly in the CD player, so I know every track of the album now.
They played this for us live when we went to his house, didn't they, in the studio?
Really good album. Mm. Really, really good. Stuart's just reminded us that it's half term at the moment through a lot of the UK, so no wonder that girl doesn't have any idea what the hell's going on. It's her first lying for ages.
Sorry.
However, she's a home carer for Prestige Nursing in Swindon. I don't know if they
do
half-term.
Do they get half-term for home carers?
I think, you know, predominantly, unless she's a teacher or a student, you know, she's...
I was thinking...
Although, how would that work as an excuse? You know, your boss gives you a ring about half 10. Where are you?
It's half-term.
It's half-term.
Hmm.
No, not in recruitment. You know, it is when you're at school, but, you know... It's, oh, really? You want me in this week? Oh, okay, fair enough. Worth a try.
Just about this week off. Half term.
Right, coming up on the show today, I've got a nice few things to talk about. We'll talk about a big TV advert which debuted over the weekend on the telly. We're going to tell you where we're going to be next Monday because we're not in the studio. All that coming up. Don't switch off. Come on, Berno.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Before that, is it a meal?
What?
How to kneel.
Oh, is it how to kneel?
Not a meal.
Because I was thinking that would be the second record that we play with Heskey references.
Yes.
Because there's a Roll Deep one, and then there's that one.
Mm.
Oh, God. Help.
It's kneel, not a meal, Dave.
Yeah. It's not about cooking. Vertigo isn't a new type of wok. Hello, hello. I've got a lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine.
I have.
Yeah, I know you have. And we play that for Joe, who starts a new job today. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Starting a new job. See?
Good luck in your new job.
Yeah. She's going to be a bit surprised when she turns up. She's a teacher. Hello? Hello? Right, Robbie Williams and a bit of Dr. Dre coming up, as you do. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's just gone 7:31.
Grant Mitchell is back in Albert Square tonight after 6 years away. Ross Kemp says he was being nagged by fellow cast members like Barbara Windsor and Steve McFadden to make a return to the soap.
People have said in the press that, you know, we're coming to save it. I don't think it needs saving. I was in it for 10 years and it has its ups and downs. I think it does very well for itself.
And Briggy will have the entertainment news live from Albert Square later this morning.
I love that. So... he's decided to go back to EastEnders. He left EastEnders to move on in his career.
Yeah.
But he's decided to go back. You know, this may affect his career, it may not. Some would see it as a step backwards.
Mm.
And all that. But no, 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 no. That's nothing to do with that. He's going back because Barbara Windsor rang him and asked him to. Genius.
One. Baby, one more trouble,
Dominic Byrne. Monday is day one of the working week, so let's go to the M1 in Leicestershire. There's been a bit of flooding both ways around Junction 24, that's at Kegworth. As we always say, slow down and drive carefully.
Young man, that was outstanding.
Thank you. Beep, beep, one more trouble, Dominic Byrne. Just gone 7:35.
See X Factor on Saturday?
Yeah.
Brilliant. It's brilliant television, although I'm very disappointed with Chico. I'm going to talk about this. If you taped it and you haven't seen the results yet, tough, I'm going to talk about it. But you see it?
No.
Carrie?
No.
Rachel?
Yes!
You didn't, did you?
Yes!
Were you in on Saturday night?
The early part of Saturday night, yes.
Oh. It was... bits of it were disappointing. Any dancers? Who's that? Chico. Oh dear.
Wow.
Give him a little bit more rope. Thank you. Yeah, more than welcome. I thought he was very disappointing. I think he's got to mess around a bit more. And he didn't show his chest off, which I personally was very disappointed by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love me or hate me, you cannot take this away from me, and you cannot deny me. And all I can say is this.
Go on.
What time is it? What time is it? Love you. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. You got to love him. You got to love him.
I'd love it if they went 7:20. That'd be brilliant. Just shut him up.
Let's see if we can do that. Hang on for you. You ready?
Love me or hate me, you cannot take this away from me, and you cannot deny me. And all I can say is this.
Go on.
What time is it?
7:37. Time, Chico. 7:37 again.
We should do this a lot.
Yeah.
But the Louis Walsh, for the first time ever, got one over on Simon Cowell, which was absolutely brilliant television. It was shocking. Do you know about this?
No.
This is great. Okay, so Fortune go on and sing. This is one of Simon's bands. They're the four black guys who just seem really uncomfortable. A couple of them look like they're related to Screech out of Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
You know them? So they sing, and Louis goes, well, you know, my problem is I don't think anyone will pay a fortune to see Fortune. And Simon Cowell goes, oh, God, how rehearsed was that? How long did he spend, you know, on that one, Louis? So Louis fires back with an absolute cracker.
Simon, can you just do me a what are the boys' names from left to right, if you know them so well?
We're running.
Tell me, I'm asking you now, left to right, the Urac, what are their names?
We're running out of time.
No, Simon.
No, Simon, we're fine for time.
Know their names. Hello. Don't know your artist's names. How bad is that?
It was quite bad. And guess what? They ain't in it anymore. Goodbye. It'd be all over. But yeah, I thought Chico was disappointing, and I want more of a performance from him next week.
So who's still in? Is that Brenda still in?
Yeah. Brenda's still... Everybody's still in.
Bar Fortune.
Journey South is still there.
Journey South.
Longman's still... favourites.
Yeah.
Are they his favourite?
Yeah, they're his favourite. They're really? His tip for the top.
He's got a lot of time for Journey South, apparently.
I still say, I haven't changed my mind yet, the final three will be Andy the Dustman, Brenda... and Shane. That'll be the final three. Thank you. Unless Chico really pulls it back, but I'm really not sure.
What time is it?
7:39.
Yeah, thanks.
Wake up, get out of bed and get on with your day. Cause Mars is here on Radio 1, thank God he's not on holiday. So here comes two more records while Chris Mars has a rest. But he'll be back to talk more crap, that's why we are the best.
I need to stop for just one moment and say hello. I know a lot of you are going back to school today. It doesn't make our life easy on National Radio when Scotland goes back or the day that England then take off for half term. It's a bit confusing. And then some people are not on half term, and some people are still on half term, and then that doesn't depend where they are, it just depends on the kind of school they go to, and it's all very weird. So Holly in Scotland, I know you're going back to school today, and our half term is finished, we're going back to school today, so please can you play McFly? You know, sorry Sarah. I'm in Belfast, my kids are still at school and they won't get up, so tell them to get up, the lazy fellas, to Gem or Jem, don't know,
could be either, couldn't it?
Lucy, Kate, and Mason.
There you go.
Mason.
Hello. Drunk at the christening.
So if you go into school, have a great day.
The Chris Moyle Show.
If you're not going to school, why the hell are you up at this time?
National Radio 1. Just a bunch of gibberish. Exactly, they forgot about Drake.
I said that again, then. Dre and Eminem forgot about Dre. I haven't. So it's right there with me in my mind.
He's one of the most important people in rap music, you know.
Who, Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? He's not actually a qualified doctor.
I know, it's just a name.
He couldn't operate on you anything.
Like Dr. Fox.
No, he is, though. He does surgery and everything. I think Dr. Fox works in A&E in the evenings.
Does he?
Anyway. So the TV advert went out on Saturday, just before the midday news. Did you see it go out on the telly?
No. I forgot about it, to be honest with you.
Forgot about Dre. Right. Forgot about TV advert. And so I hope you've seen it. This is the new TV ad for Radio 1. And it's brilliant what they do. You can tell that the BBC is cutting down on money and becoming more cost-effective. There are two ads, there's three. There's one for Radio 1 and one for The Chris Moyle Show. Those two are actually identical by the bit at the end where I either go The Chris Moyle Show or I go just Radio 1. So, there's, you know, you kind of go, what's the difference between the generic Radio 1 ad and ours? Yeah, it says your name on the end of it. Right, got you, okay. Right, okay, thanks. And then there's a nighttime one for Zayn, which is him bobbing about in the studio and stuff. Carrie isn't in it, but I'm in it, Dave's in it,
mm-hmm.
Rachel's in it, Alida's in it,
Dominic is in it, and two other people from the extended Chris Moore Show family are in it. I'm going to have to give you a few days to watch it, to see if you can find where the hell they are. Good luck, by the way.
Give me a year to watch it.
You're not going to say who it is?
No.
But you they'll see, never guess.
I was going to say, because I think if you did say who they were, these mystery people, they still wouldn't find them.
Well, I don't want to give... I want people to see it first and absorb it, and then they can start looking. You know?
It's a tough challenge, though, trying to find two mystery people in a mystery advert.
Yeah.
No chance.
Some people will get it.
I think people guess who the mystery people might be, but actually identifying them on the advert is another matter entirely.
They've got to have a look.
They also need, you know, high-spec video equipment.
Yeah. It's easy.
Zoom technology.
It's easy to spot me and you. Rachel and Alan, not so easy, but okay.
Dom's a toughie.
Dom's quite tough. And as for the other two, nigh on impossible. So.
Do you know, actually, we needn't have said that Carrie wasn't in it.
Well, no, I know.
Because she could be in it.
Let's just say she is.
Hmm.
Who's to know? If you want to see it tonight, by the way, it'll be on BBC Three. There's a show about Robbie Williams on BBC Three. And then they have the 60-second news. And it's between the end of the Robbie show and the news. And the way that television works is pretty much to the second. So tonight, at 27 minutes past 8 and 2 seconds, 27:02 past the hour of 8 is when you'll see our advert go out.
Exactly that time, is it?
It's meant to be, yeah. So, enjoy that. And you might have seen it after Match of the Day last night, or after Top of the Pops, or Friday Night with Jonathan Ross, or whatever you're watching. So, it's very exciting.
Mm.
Kind of.
We're now multimedia, aren't we, fully?
So watch the advert tonight, BBC Three, just after the Robbie Williams show at 8:27.
And 2 seconds.
2 seconds. By the way, don't moan to me if they're out on the if it's 3 seconds, don't complain to me.
If you tune in at 5 seconds past 27, you miss the first 3 seconds, it's not our fault.
No. So watch that. It's Dave and I are the easy spots. Dominic is quite difficult, and then text in tomorrow. You can also see it online as well, but that's just too easy. I'd wait and watch it coming out of the telly. It's way more
looks
exciting.
Looks better on your telly. Yeah,
way more exciting. So 8:27 tonight, BBC Three. Look out for it. And if you can spot Dom, you're a genius. It's number one. It's the number one selling single this week.
Congratulations, Arctic Monkeys.
From the Arctic Monkeys. I bet you look good on the dance floor. I think it was Noel Gallagher who was talking to Joe Wiley.
Correct.
And he goes, Arctic Monkeys. They'll never be successful. They'll never make it with a name called Arctic Monkey.
The thing was, actually, I think the bet involved Joe saying that they would win a Brit Award.
Or a Grammy,
or a Grammy, or some kind of award. And Noel was saying, you take that bet, because he can't imagine them saying, and the winner of Best Album or Best Band in the World ever is Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, especially not the Grammys. Do you know what I mean? I don't know about the Grammys, but still. Anyway, it's the UK's number one single.
Ace record.
Many people have worked out, by the way, that it's Rob DJ and Longman in the TV advert. They worked this out by listening on Friday, when apparently I said they're in the advert.
People also asking whether Dom looks like Kalina, as in Pierluigi Kalina,
right,
the ref. And yes, he does a little bit.
I'd say he doesn't look like a cleaner.
No. Or Rooney's missus. That's right. Colleen, yeah. Or Colina.
8:27 tonight and BBC Three is our advert. Watch it. 7:58.
That was as flat as a pancake. We'll be right back.
Andrew in Liverpool, yes, you are right. He spotted Dominic already.
Geek. I didn't spot me first time I saw it.
I didn't see either.
Yeah, Dominic didn't even spot himself. Yeah, he was there when he filmed it.
I was there for 8 hours.
Are you pleased you spent 8 hours on
that?
Yeah,
brilliant.
Are you really longer than Longman and Rob DJ? God love them. 6.5 hours stood in a street for that.
I came down from Leeds for that. Me?
That's not a joke, is it?
No, it's not a joke.
You ready, Dominic?
Ready.
What time is it?
It's 8 o'clock.
Ready, yeah. Right, by the way, we played a little podcast jingle earlier. If you still don't have an MP3 player, you can still listen to the podcast. It's just a best of, that's all it is. That's got all the songs chopped out. It's about 25 minutes long. You can still listen to it at Radio 1 online. You don't need to, just download it and listen to it out your speakers. You don't need to put it on your MP3 player. So just go to the website and follow the link and you can download it to your iPod or whatever, or you can listen to it on your generic MP3 player, or you can just listen to it out your speakers on your computer. It's easy. And by the way, by Jove, what a show it really is.
What time is it?
It's 8:01 now.
What time is it?
Chico, you just been...
What time is it?
It's slap Chico time.
He's got a memory like a sieve, isn't it?
Who?
Chico. I always see this. Right.
Bless you. Right, I'm with Van Helden and my. Kanye West coming up in a second. Let's get news and sport with Dom and Kerry. It's 8:08.
So here's yesterday's weather. It was a good Sunday for Guernsey people. Very nice 17 degrees there yesterday. Port Ellen was very wet yesterday, though. 16.2 millimetres of rain there. Lerwick features a lot on yesterday's weather, and they had 7.7 hours of sun. Not bad at all for the 23rd of October. That was yesterday's weather.
Young man, that was outstanding.
Thank you very much. Yesterday's weather, just gone 8:05.
Marie Claire in Edinburgh. It can't be Marie Claire, because that's a magazine. That's texting saying, please stop with the whole Chico thing. It's hard enough to get up in the morning. I don't know what that means.
Because it's half term.
Right. I don't know what that means. But I'm sorry, I can't help it. You know, it's Chico, not me.
What time is it?
It's Chico time.
What time is it?
It's Chico time.
What time is it?
Are you deaf? Thanks. You know what I mean? Next week, though, he's going to give more of a performance. I thought he was too straight on Saturday night.
Mm. He says check this out a lot as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Without actually saying anything to check out. Do you know what I mean?
And also, you know that fellow who looks like Craig David?
Yeah.
And who sings like Craig David and performs like Craig David, yeah. Right? He'd be great if Craig David hadn't already existed. I can't help but think of Craig David every time I watch him.
Mm. What's his name?
Craig.
Is it Craig David?
Yeah. His name is Craig Davids.
Yeah.
It's David Craig. And who else? Journey South, obviously. Brilliant.
Awful name, though.
It is.
All awful names.
It's growing on me, though, a little bit.
Fortune.
Yeah. Yeah. Brenda. I mean, you know, seriously. It's just so unbelievable. Andy. What a rubbish name.
Mm.
But Shane was very good. Sang Daniel Benefield. I like him.
All the girls fancy him, don't they?
Yeah. I like his voice.
No, I'm not saying you fancy him.
I don't fancy
him. Do you fancy Chico?
No, I don't. No, I don't fancy Chico.
You said you prefer him with his shirt off.
No, because I know when he does the act, I'm not. I don't. You know, he's got a great body though. To be fair, he's
what time is it?
Chico time. But
Chico time more than anything.
If I had to fancy anyone, it'd probably be Chennai. I think great breast on Saturday night.
Chennai.
Yeah.
I can't remember her.
She's a girl from Bradford. The girl who cries all the time. Yeah. Love her.
She was up against Fortune.
I know.
Chennai.
She was the one that was in it last year.
Yeah, but wasn't, yes.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. She's
what
been
time
in it before.
Is it?
Chico. Chennai time.
Mm.
So, yeah. But she's great breasts.
Didn't
just
see them.
Just showing a little bit of cleavage. I like that.
Concentrating on the music.
Mm. Just a little bit of cleavage, you know. Mm. Chico obviously shows more skin than everyone else, but it doesn't really do anything for me. I've got to be honest. So anyway, there you go. That's my view, and I'm always right.
Wicked.
Thanks very much. And don't forget, when he asks you...
What time is it?
8:07.
It's Chico time.
All right.
Right.
What time is it?
It's Chico time. Right?
What time is it?
Chico time. That's what you say. Dominic?
What time is it?
8:08.
Love me or hate me, you cannot take this away from me, and you cannot deny me. And all I can say is this.
Go on.
What time is it?
8:08.
Good morning.
Hey, Ben.
TV ad, it's on the BBC. It features everybody here, so see who you can see. The ad is on the air tonight, so Chris, when can we see it?
8:27 tonight on BBC Three, just after the Robbie Williams show, before the news. 8:27, BBC Three, watch and enjoy.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio.
Lovely, feeder at 8:15 in the morning. Radio 1.
Spread the word. Important announcement time.
We have our TV ad going out now. You can see it on TV, you can see it online. And we want you to tell your friends about Radio 1 in a blatant attempt to get more listeners. There are many people out there who, it's quite sad, many people who have local radioitis. Just through their family. It's been passed down.
Social deprivation.
Yeah, by their parents. They just listen to local radio and they get excited if Lisa Scott Lee is in for an interview.
When the saddest thing is that they don't know any better. No, you know, they've been brought up in this world whereby they believe that this is quality entertainment and they haven't been exposed to what else is out there.
It's not their fault. It really isn't their fault. However, as a public service to the people of the UK, we think that with our help and your help, we could change these people's lives forever.
These are human beings and they deserve the same as everybody else.
Coming up, we're going to do a big fundraising night here on Radio 1, Listeners in Need, where we're raising radios for these poor, poor people, just to make a difference in their lives, you know. There's only so much DJ Sammy you can take.
Yeah.
You know, before... And NASA scientists approved this before they implode. I believe that to be a fact. So, all next week, the radio and DJs are spreading the word, and we're all going back to our hometowns.
Wow.
Tuesday next week, Joe Wiley's going to be in Northampton. Wednesday, Colin Murray will be in Belfast. Thursday, Edith Bowman will be in...
Anstruther.
In Fife. And Friday, Scott Mills is going to Southampton. He tried to convince us the other day he was born in Hawaii, but it's just... it's not working. And next Monday, this show that you're listening to right now, wherever you are, if you're in bed, if you're just having your breakfast, if you're in the car, if you're on the bus, if you're on the train, this time next week, we will be live in Leeds.
Your hometown, of
Leeds
course.
Leeds. Right, so if you know Leeds, you know where we switched the Christmas lights on last year? That's where we're going to be this year, just on the head road, just down there. Just up from the Toy Town courts, just before you get up to the old cinema. We're just right there. You know where? Right there. So come and see it. You can't miss us, by the way, because we're doing the show live from an open-top bus. Well, we think it's open-top. We're having arguments about this.
It's definitely a double-decker bus.
It's a double-decker bus, and we were trying to work out if there's so... Is there a half-open-top bus where half of the roof is
I think they do those. I think they do the half-top.
So we've got a big bus in Leeds and do the show, and then we're going to have a little stage because we're bringing up some of our friends, and they're going to play a couple of songs, and the band we're bringing are Embrace.
Not a bad little band.
They're absolutely brilliant live, if you haven't seen them. So next Monday morning, we do the show live after 9 o'clock, and Brace will do a couple of songs for us, then we finish the show at 10. And then off the air, and Brace will continue, and they'll do a few more songs.
Like a mini gig.
Little mini gig. So if you live, well, if you work in the city centre of Leeds, then get up early on Monday and come along and see us for a bit before I go to work. And if you have a friend who doesn't listen to Radio 1, they listen to some awful tin pot little twee thing, bring them as well and tell them what we do. That's right. We've got a guy from Wales, right? We've got a girl with big breasts, and we have a band. That
doesn't get better than that, does it?
Because that's brilliant. You know what I mean?
Worth getting up in the morning alone.
Yeah. So that's next Monday morning in Leeds on the Head Road, just where we switched the Christmas lights on last year. We're going to be live on a bus with Embrace and a few of the usual guff. Yeah. So you've got to make sure, you've got to get up early and come and see us. And you've got to bring a friend. And we'll talk more about this bring a friend business later. This whole spread the word thing, because we've got a little idea planned. Where you can win some big prizes.
More about that later.
But just get it in your head and tell your friends that next Monday morning we are live from Leeds. You know, I hope we don't cause a traffic jam or, you know, I really hope we don't get millions of people turning up. Let's be honest, Monday morning.
It's unlikely, isn't it?
I hope it's not going to be bloody raining. And if it is, then we're on a double-decker without an open top. I'll tell you that for nothing. Next Monday morning, live in Leeds, come and join us, say hello.
And watch Embrace.
Watch Embrace.
Not bad.
Now, if you start work at 9, or half 9, or 10, you're going to miss Embrace, because they're going to do a few songs after, you know, the show at 10 o'clock. So you need to speak to your boss today and go, do you know what, boss? You know, we didn't get a pay rise this year, but you know, it'd be a good thing to do to boost morale on the shop floor. So if we all go and watch Embrace with Moyles on Monday, and then we'll be in work by 10:30. Yeah?
Or just create some kind of false meeting somewhere at about 10:30.
See, that's what the bosses could. The boss could do that. The
that's
boss
what
could
I would
say,
do.
Right, okay.
Got to go and see so and so in Bradford.
Yeah.
Right? 10:30. Need to leave about 9:45.
Brilliant. Monday morning in Leeds, we will see you there. Thank you. It's 8:22 at Radio 1. This is Gorillaz. It's the music that we use in our TV advert, by the way, for those of you who haven't seen it yet. It's a grower, trust me, this really is a grower. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's Gorillaz and Dirty Harry. It's the music that we use in the advert.
What's that on the end? Sounds like someone's falling down some stairs.
That's exactly what it is, yes. It's one of the big hairy ass gorillas falling down the stairs. So next Monday morning, we're live in Leeds. We're doing the show in Leeds, where we switched the Christmas lights on last year on the Head Row. And we're going to have Embrace playing live. Hopefully, we're going to have Rob DJ down doing a live pub quiz. Spoke to him about it over the weekend. He's so great, because he loves it, right? And he goes, yeah, should be all right. Should be able to do that, yeah. Now, Longman, we don't know if Longman can be there, because Longman obviously has his shop to run. So...
Have you asked him about closing up?
I haven't yet, but he'll go, no, I can't afford it, Paul. That's what he'll say.
I love that.
So if Longman can't come to us, we're going to go to see Longman.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, because the idea, when we finish the show, we watch Embrace play, and then we take our ridiculous double-decker Radio 1 bus, and we're going to drive around Leeds all day, and I'm going to show the team all the fabulous things to see and do in one of the greatest cities in the world, Leeds. We'll take you to Elland Road, Rachel. You know, you've never been there before, have you?
No.
I mean, granted, it'll be
yes,
closed.
Yes, I have.
Have you?
When you won that award last year.
Oh, there you go.
What, the Young Achiever Award?
Shut up.
Young Achiever at 31.
I'm 24. I am 24.
These little kids there, kind of 7 and 8.
Oh, they weren't 7 and 8.
Chris Moyles, 31.
I was one of the youngest winners.
You were not.
I was, so you shut your mouth. I'll take you to Long Man's Sandwich Shop. Take you to Allen Road. I'll take you up to Headingley.
Can we go and see Rob DJ's new extension?
Oh, it's big.
We're going to see that.
Do you want to see that?
Well, it's good.
All right.
I've seen pictures.
Good luck getting the bus around there. But yeah, all right, we can do that. Anywhere else you want to go in Leeds?
You going to see your mum?
Do you want to see if I can get you a little trip on the set of Emmerdale?
Yeah, yes.
You know, in the studio?
Yes.
At the wall pack and
all
that.
Yeah, have a photograph taking me around the bar with Patsy Kensit.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I'd love that. Just see me and Patsy Kensit now behind that bar.
Can we go and have chips at the place that you used to have chips for school when you used to duck out?
I don't know what you're talking about. My mother listens to this show. She doesn't know
about
that.
You told that story loads of times.
I don't know about that. I haven't been there since I was at school. I'd either take you to the chipper up near us, or we'd take you to Brian's, which is legendary. They're good fish and chips. Anybody else want to do anything when we're in Leeds? You want to see anything? You want to do anything? Take you to mum and dad's for a cup of tea. Not a problem. Yeah?
We should pop in and see your mum and dad,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're going to see mum and dad.
Where else can we go?
I could take you to my old school. Just
St. Kevin's.
I could take you to St. Kevin's if you really wanted to go to St. Kevin's, yeah.
I'd like to see St. Kevin's.
Or Mary's. I could take you to Mount St. Mary's or my high school.
Why don't we do both?
I could do that.
Yeah.
Go see Uncle Jim.
Go see Uncle Jim. You could taste the Irish Centre as well.
Okay, if you really want to, yeah.
Will Jim be in?
I don't know. I'll find out. I'll check his schedule for you.
You could do Kevin, Mary and Jim and then go to Longman's for lunch.
Right, it's not Kevin, Mary. Look, it's St. Kevin's, right? That was my school. Don't diss, you know, St. Kevin.
Sorry.
Right?
Who's he the patron? We've talked about this before.
Carjacking.
It's not carjacking. You're just...
Ram raiding.
You're highly offensive, Dave.
Fluffy dice.
And now that's just rude.
Yeah. That's just...
Yeah, that really was offensive. Yeah.
I used to have fluffy dice in my Capri.
White ones.
Now, people are saying, why doesn't Longman take a portable snack shop, right, and make signings next to the bus?
Funny to say that, actually. We did think about that, but there's all sorts of catering licence issues and city centre stuff.
I just stopped.
What was the big pause?
Just went under the bridge.
Oh.
Right, so next Monday, come and see us, please, in Leeds. Take the day off work and drive up to Leeds or drive across or drive down. Why not? But you speak to, if you work in the city centre of Leeds, you've got to speak to your boss and find out if you can have the morning off. You could definitely be in work by 11, right?
Mm.
Embrace will be done by 11. Maybe you're the boss yourself. And you'll give a bit of time off. Maybe you're married to the boss. Maybe the boss is your missus.
No one does anything for the first couple of hours on a Monday morning anyway.
No.
You just kind of sit there, don't you, working out what's going on.
If you're a boss and you're going to give your staff some time off Monday morning to come and see us and embrace, give Josh a ring now. We'll big you up. We'll give you a big up. Alternatively, if you're boss, if you want us to, you know, speak to your boss and give you the morning off, then ring us up and give us an Emmy number. 08700 100 100 and Josh is sitting there waiting. So answer your phone call. Right, that'll do now. We'll order that. DJs go home all next week. We're starting it off Monday, live from my hometown of Leeds. Beautiful. Hey, make sure it's bulletproof windows in that bus, by the way. Some of the places I'll be taking you. Being funny, but lordy.
Mm-hmm.
Hope they're brickproof. And that's outside my mum and dad's. Tell you. Mum, it's us! Mum, it's us! Jesus, I thought you were rappers. No! What a bus! Anyway. Blood Party play next. It's just gone 8:32.
While Edinburgh edged past former champions Wasps 32-31, here's Wasps Director of Rugby, Ian McGeachan.
We could see from the first half that it was pretty hammer and tongs from both sides. We're not, you know, turning up here expecting an easy game, because I knew exactly what we'd expect. You know, Edinburgh, you know, played well. When they got noses in front, you know, they kept it there.
Wow. Good morning, Ian McGeachan. What a great name.
He's a very nice man, Ian.
Ian McGeachan.
Ian McGeachan.
How are you spelling McGeachan?
Me and my geek.
McGeachan.
Yeah. McGeechan.
McGeechan.
Nice.
Good morning, Ian McGeechan.
And the weather, wet and windy this morning, becoming drier later on in the south. Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic Byrne. Monday, it's M1 day in Leicestershire. There's been a bit of flooding both ways around Junction 24 at Kegworth. And as we always say, on one road travel on a Monday, slow down and drive carefully. Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic Byrne. Now 8:36.
Just looking at the phone board here, I said if you're a boss and in Leeds, you're going to give your staff a couple of hours off on Monday morning to come and see us, give us a ring and we'll celebrate that fact. And as you can see, I think we've had three calls.
Hey, drowning.
Josh, how many calls did he have, do you reckon, from...
Two. Drowning in a sea of apathy.
Brilliant. You know,
it's... We had two, one of them's the wrong number.
Come on, bosses of Leeds. Get your team, just give them an hour off.
I haven't seen the phones like this since the Miss Dynamite competition.
Next Monday morning, live in Leeds, give them an hour off to come and see us and embrace...
We're heading up to Leeds again to have some silly fun. We've got a bus to drive around so Chris can see his mom. So come along and say hello to Molsey, Jones or Vitti, cause Chris is back in Leeds and he's the saviour of the city.
Brilliant. Yeah. Vitti City.
Yeah. Thank God for that.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Hey, hire somebody else to answer the phones. There's now two calls coming in. Two phone calls coming in. Good God, I'm going to faint. It's three. We've got a third. We need somebody else extra. Nice to hear that again. Natalie and Brulia and Shiver from Radio 1. It's 8:45. So, Friday, I got in the car to drive to Leeds because I went to Elland Road Friday night to watch us play the Blades. And it was a 1-0. It was a very... thoroughly enjoying game.
Good goal from Fraser Robertson.
Roy Richardson.
Richardson.
Come on, son. It's a cracking goal. Anyway, 1-1, take that. All good. Neil Warnock, very entertaining manager. He was bouncing up and down on the sidelines when we scored. And the cops start shouting, Warnock, what's the score? He turned around, he's gone like that. Put his finger up for one, and then the nil. 1-0. He starts pointing to his watch, going, there's time. 1-0, but there's time, like that. And about 5 minutes later, he got a telling off from the fourth official and said, if you entice this crowd again, if you anger the crowd again, then there'll be trouble. He went, what are you on about? They asked me the score, telling them the score. Saying 1-0, not swearing at them. I bet it wasn't 2-0. Tell you that. Anyway, if we both go up, that'd be great. Two Yorkshire clubs, that'd be nice. Anyway, got in the car at 1:30 Friday afternoon to drive to Leeds. At 7:20, I pulled into the car park at Elland Road. Just under 6 hours sitting on the M1. And I know many people will have been in the same boat. Absolute nightmare traffic. Just nightmare traffic. I heard virtually all of Colin and Edith sitting there. Window down, Colin Edith blasting out. The funny thing is watching people in the car, stuck in traffic, and you can work out whether they're listening to, you know, when they're banging the steering wheel, listening to a bit of music. Kind of looking, going, a girl in that car's getting down to it. Is she listening to us? No, she's not listening to us. Car behind, fella's got his arm out of the car and he's banging the side of the door in tune. So I'm going, 1, 2, 3. He's listening to us. He's listening to us. Look at that. Quite nice, actually.
Most people are, though, aren't they? You know, when you look around, most of them have got it on.
Yeah. That's right, Dave. It's the choice of champions.
Yeah.
Anyway, so went to the game Friday night, all good, and then Saturday, I went to see somebody who is finally looking at my ankle to sort out my stress fracture. So I have stress fracture updates for everybody.
Now, you've been saying that you've had a stress fracture on your ankle for approximately 6 months now.
Yes, yeah. So, which is the reason I wasn't allowed to do the Great North Run and the reason that I can't train or anything like that, because I have a stress fracture and you can't, you know, you can't
that's why aggravate you've,
it.
That's why you've had to stay at home and play video games or something.
It's not video games, it's Xbox. It's completely different. FIFA 06 is not just a video game, my friend. So, anyway, so I go and see... Dave Hancock, who's the head physio at Leeds United, right? So go up to the training ground, it's all very exciting. And meet one of the players who's lying on his backside with his leg in like a vacuum. Not a cleaner, I mean, for your ass.
I'd be wrong.
And it's like full of ice and stuff because he got a knock in the game and so he's lying there. And meet him, have a chat with him, it's all very nice. And then everyone else goes and then Dave goes, right, let me take a look at this ankle then. It was great. I felt like a player. Brilliant. Lying on the bed like that. He makes me walk up and down for a bit. Makes me stretch my legs and stand on my toes and do all that. Watching me walk again. Gets me on the bed. So, oh, none of that. He starts twisting my leg backwards and forwards and doing all that that physios do with your legs and your ankles and your feet. And he goes, I'll be back in a minute. I said, have you found anything so far? And he goes, yeah, well, I'll tell you now. You've got one leg longer than the other. Apparently, my right leg is longer than my left leg.
You can tell that.
How the hell have I got to 31 years old without knowing this?
I thought that was quite common.
But no, it's quite common that you have different sized feet, but I thought normally your legs were about the same.
I've gone, is that a problem? He goes, not really a problem, but... So he does a bit more work on it, and then Susanna says, I'll tell you now as well, it's not a stress fracture. I'm like, oh, here we go. It'll be cramp or something rubbish like this. Quite embarrassing.
For 6 months.
What it is I've got two things. Number one, I've got a bit of my bone sticking out, right?
Yeah.
Which is what causes the pain, right? But apparently that's not too much of a worry. The fact
sounds
that you'd have thought, you know what I mean? I've got a bone sticking out. But no, that's not a problem. The main problem is the fact that my ankle is collapsing. Slowly but surely, right? Because I've got flat feet, for whatever reason, my ankle is my right foot is caving in. It's counterbalanced out, and my leg is moving the other way. So I've got my leg and my knee going to the right, and my ankle collapsing into the left.
You couldn't have got more dramatic.
Do you know what I mean?
You?
And I'm going, oh great. So it's not. I thought a stress fracture would have been nice and easy. He's going, it's all right. You can work on it. So he's given me an exercise to do, which is just moving my foot to the right and then dropping it back down again. And then moving it to the right and then going up my toes and then dropping it back down. And it's all a bit, you know.
You're going to have a special shoe.
Well.
Alan, just say special shoe again.
Go on.
Because do you
again,
know what? That was that was a favourite thing
Go
that
on.
You said all year. Say special shoe again.
I can't have laughing.
Do it again.
You have a special shoe.
Well, Alan, kind of.
You are.
Well, no. I don't have an orthopaedic shoe or anything like that. I don't, you know.
The brown one. Special shoe.
No, I'm not, you know, seriously. Not like Piltdown Man or anything. I've got normal size feet. But what it is I'm meant to wear these... I'm meant to wear these special things that go in my shoe to lift my foot up.
Insoles,
right?
Aren't they?
Yeah. And you're back in the room, Rachel. Come on back now, right? Well, are they orthotics? Is that what they call them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, orthodontics or something.
No, that's teeth.
My dad has one.
Right, okay. But I don't wear them because they're a pain in the ass.
Right.
And he said, well, you got to wear them. What happens is you buy a decent pair of trainers, right? You got to rip out the insole and then put these little plasticky things in, and it's just manky.
But it will help.
So what he's done is go, right, you need to start wearing them again, and we'll get you some proper ones. If they're worn out or whatever, we'll get you some proper ones. He goes, but in the meantime, what I'll do is I'll make you... I'll make you... kind of a temporary one to go in your shoe.
Right.
In your what? Your shoe.
So he's so this is two hours hanging out with a trained physio, and he stuck some foam in the bottom of the shoe.
Yeah.
Right, which is so uncomfortable. But it means that it just lifts it a little bit. You know, so you can no longer take the mickey out of me anymore.
Is that why you limp?
Because I don't limp.
Well, you're not limp, but you're heavy-footed on one side.
No, I limp because I have a huge penis. But the bottom line is, so I don't have a stress fracture, but my ankle's collapsing. So I am technically disabled. So I'm going to apply for one of them badges for the car.
Get an orange badge,
And so I can park right outside the front of Sainsbury's.
No.
No, next to the mothers and toddlers or whatever it is, you know.
And then you can toddle in your special shoes.
I don't have special shoes.
You do.
I don't have special shoes.
What do you mean? It's not a laughing matter. This is the funniest thing all year.
I'm telling you, look, they are not, and I'm telling you for the final time, they're not special shoes. I will have special insoles, but not special shoes.
No, any calipers, no?
No, right? I'm disabled. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Don't pick on me. The society is set up to protect people like me. From the looks of you.
I'm sure they're pleased to have you in their group.
Of course they are. So anyway, that is the update. And he reckons 2 or 3 weeks to get back on track. So there you go.
Brilliant.
Lovely.
Hey?
Can you say it again, please, Alex?
I couldn't do it again if I wanted to.
Will you be having a special shoe?
Special shoe.
Very good point. Someone texted in saying, who the hell in the first place told you you had a stress fracture? I'll tell you who it was. It was a doctor that I had to pay 160 quid to go and see. He was a doctor, by the way. He went, do you have medical insurance? And I went, no. Why? Is that going to be a problem? I think you should have an MRI scan. How much is an MRI scan? About £2,000. What?
Yeah. What, for your foot?
2,000 quid to have an MRI scan on my foot.
That's London for you.
What the hell is that all about? You know, well, hang on, bolster that. I'm paying you 160 quid as it is. How much do you think? What do you think is wrong with it? It's probably a stress fracture. That'll do me. Save myself £2,000. Bye bye. Anyway, it's not a stress fracture at all. I've got a bone sticking out. So there you go. That's the reason. So stop with this run, Forest, run tax business, because it's not funny. We've had way too many people do it.
Other people calling them correctional boots.
Look, I will still get
many,
to wear...
Many people asking if you can play Kasabian.
I will still get to be able to wear my designer high-tech trainers, but I will just have to have... You
special
know,
trainers?
No, the insoles in it. Not special right, sorry, trainers. Sorry. You should have, I'll hit you with my calipers. Right across the head.
Say, those Prada sandals are going to look a bit daft with the built-up correctional... bits. Hey, proper special. I've always thought that they look like special shoes, and now perhaps...
There's nothing wrong with special shoes, I'd like to point out.
There's nothing,
I just thought it was funny that Chris, you know...
I don't have to wear special shoes!
Okay.
Right? I have to wear special insoles.
Please don't think that we're mocking the afflicted.
No, you're just mocking me, aren't you?
Thanks
exactly.
Very much.
Chris, we're not laughing at you, but we are.
Never mind.
Anyway, stop now. I'm an injured man.
Oh, we support you.
Don't pick on me. Mm. You better do, otherwise I'll be falling over. Right, Tedious Link Dave, how do you get to today's Tedious Link for Friday's Black Legend? You see the trouble with me?
You see the trouble with me? Top the charts in the year 2000. 2000 divided by 10 is 200, which in metres is a popular distance for hurdling. If you swap the H of hurdling for an N and then drop the L, you get nerding, which is the maiden name of Louise Redknapp. Louise Redknapp is married to Jamie Redknapp, whose dad is Harry Redknapp, the boss of Southampton. Southampton is the home city of both Craig David and Scott Mills. Scott Mills is back from his holidays and on today from four. Four is the second best thing you can do as a batsman in the game of cricket. Cricket is a sport where traditionally the participants dress in all white and in that respect shares something in common with tennis. If you add up all of the letters in the word tennis, the number that you'd get is the number six. Half of six is three, and three is, of course, as we all know, the magic number, which links to this morning's Tedious Link track very cleverly, I think you'll find.
No.
To three is the magic number by De La Soul.
Great record, Dodgy Link.
Clever.
Right, nice and loud from a classic De La Soul on Radio 1. Three is the magic number. Yes, it is.
What does it all mean?
Oh, yes.
That's a magic number.
Great record. But Dave, was that a seamless link?
Almost.
No.
Almost.
But it wasn't.
There is a bit of a problem athletically. Because I said that 200 in metres is a popular distance for hurdling. Now, it seems that it perhaps isn't a popular distance. In fact, so unpopular is it that nobody runs 200 metres hurdles. Not now anyway, but they used to. And this is what I meant. Because in the 1900 Olympic Games, they did clearly run the 200 metres hurdles. And being a traditionalist, hurdling-wise, that's what I was referring to.
Poppycock! Poppycock!
Thank you to Alan and our friends at Wikipedia.
No worries.
Special shoe.
Ah, here's an interesting thing.
Oh, God.
Does this mean, can you qualify for one of those shop mobility buggies?
Oh, you've got to get one of those.
Hey, with the basket on the front.
No.
It'd be like one of those things that JK had, but just not quite as cool.
No. I have a problem with my feet, okay? That's it. All right. Just leave it. In the same way that Dave is overly hairy, I have flat feet. It's just a thing.
Being hairy does not make you disabled.
Well, it does when people see your legs.
Depends on how heavy it is, I suppose.
Well, I suppose so. Maybe I...
Man, when we went on holiday, I saw the hairiest man in the world. His hairy back. Seriously. proper though hairy.
Not like gorillas in the mist.
Oh,
like
unbelievable. He was a big, fat, foreign guy as well. No one could take their eyes off him. And when he got in the pool, you could see within 10 seconds everybody getting out. It was just worse than Dave's back. Worse than Dave's.
So you'd have a field day if you're into waxing.
You know, like Dave's legs, like that, but all over the guy's back.
That's really right.
You know what I mean? That's just disgusting.
I think hairy legs are quite natural on men.
No.
They don't look so good on women, but on men.
So you look like a German shot putter.
Did you just say, I'm sorry, what did you just say?
They don't look so good on women.
No, what looks good on men?
Hairy legs are quite natural.
Oh, good. I thought he said hairy backs.
Hang on, even more worrying. He says hairy legs don't look that bad on men.
Well, they don't, they're all right on legs.
Well, I expect you to make that comment, but not Dave.
No, I didn't mean that I find it.
Whoa, stop. He has got the most amazing hairy legs. Look at them, fellas.
What I meant clearly was the fact that I don't think it is unusual nor uncommon.
Alan,
it's quite acceptable in society.
Stop the car. I've got to go and speak to that hunk of love. What's up there, hairy pins?
Trying to deflect it away from the fact that you now wear special shoes and
qualify. I wear special shoes, Dave, and you're attracted to men with hairy legs. We are, you know, that it's a thing that we all have.
It's a new size.
Fortunately, though, I don't qualify for an electric cart.
Yeah, and I don't fall for, you know, I don't find DLT attractive in swimwear. You know what I mean?
Anyway. Now, be nice to each other.
You can shoot your gob as well.
Hey, he started it.
Hey,
don't start on me.
All right, Tash woman, we won't pick on you. Seriously, you got a goatee, you look like Beppe from EastEnders.
Oh, that was below the belt.
Well, let's not even go there.
Do you know what? That's an unfortunate segue, wasn't it?
Let's get into Ramble.
Oh, it's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave will say,
let's get ready to Ramble.
I gotta get me a pair of those hairy mudders.
Please stop texting Teen Wolof as well.
Hairy Mary.
Below the belt.
Below the belt, he got two big hairy pins. That's right. I see hairy legs.
Very Armstrong, I'm sure they hit with hairy legs.
And I think to myself, what a hairy pair of legs.
Oh yeah.
I think the show's officially off-piste.
Oh,
it's only Monday.
Hey, speaking of weird shows, Scott Mills is back this afternoon, by the way. God love her.
He's been on his holidays, hasn't he?
Yeah. Did he go anywhere? Do we know? Or did he just stay at home?
I think he did. I think he went away somewhere, but I don't know where.
Should we ring him and say hello?
Yeah, why not?
Welcome him back.
I've got his number.
You got his number?
Yeah.
Just read it out to me.
I'll call him on.
Hang on. Bear with me a second. I've got to turn my phone on.
I've got it.
You got it.
Bet you he doesn't answer.
Of course not.
It'd be nice to welcome him back, though.
Yeah.
Leave him a message if he doesn't answer.
Is it ringing?
No.
Oh, rubbish.
Come in.
It's the stupid throw a six to start phone system. Just hit redial, it'll work. All right. Rachel will do it.
You couldn't see the phone, could you? You knew those big glasses.
What?
Nothing.
Oh. Voicemail.
Oh, really? Well, it rang though when I rang it.
He's not playing, is he?
Try it again, try one more time. I want to welcome Scott back.
We should get hold of his home number and then we could bug him all the time, couldn't
we? That's true.
No, and then we can't afford it. Hello?
Oh, it's ringing. Will he answer?
He's not going to answer.
Might do.
I hope I dial the right number.
So do I. Come on. I know he'll be up.
You have reached the O2 voicemail messaging service for...
Go on, put his number
out. Please leave your message after the tone.
There you go, lovely.
Very nice. Now, this is funny because, you know, there's a lot of people that don't understand what that's all about at 7:20 in the morning. Even less people now at 9:10 who don't listen to the show early.
Right. Do you know what? You've got a point there, Richard Keys. I think we should move on from that.
It's a 7:20 feature. There you go.
When you watch Sky Sports, when Richard Keys is on, is, for a man who's into hairy men, that must be like porn for you. Do you know what I mean? You must be there going, oh, look at this.
How much hair do you like, then? Is it just the legs or higher?
Let's just reverse a minute, because I don't like hairy men.
Do you like men with tashes or beards or what
shoulders.
Is it?
Shoulders.
Do you like men with shoulders?
Hairy shoulders.
Really?
Hairy shoulders.
Can you get hairy shoulders?
I'm sure you could.
Right. Hair anywhere, really, can't you? I don't like hairy men.
Right.
I just don't think that having hairy legs, as I do, and I'm not ashamed of that.
Should be.
I don't think that that makes me unusual in society. I think it's quite normal for a man to have hairy legs.
You shouldn't be ashamed of your hairy legs. You should be ashamed of your hairy feet. That's really what you should be working
on. Oh, that's wrong. They are disgusting. And he wears them cheap-looking sandals that show off his hairy feet.
Hobbit style.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, he's Hobbit.
I can wax them for you if you want.
There you go.
I know, like, a light...
Do you know what? Why don't you two boys have that chat off the air? Okay. I've got to be honest.
I've got Scott Mills' update.
Go on.
He's just landed and gone to bed for a few hours from his producer.
Really? Well, he's really switched his phone off. Ring him again.
Hmm.
No!
Ring him again.
What? Ring him again?
Ring him again. Just put on read-out.
Ring him again. Read-out.
Do it from your phone, Chris.
There, read-out. What?
You might answer it then.
Read-out. The read-out button is R-E-D.
I-A-L.
Oh, brilliant. So he switched his phone off, he's trying to sleep. Hello? Who the hell is this? By the way, how the hell does he get his number off his answer phone message? How did you do that? That wasn't me.
You have reached the O2 Brett, voicemail messaging service for...
That's not me.
Oh, that's
Can
clever.
Can you leave your message after the tone?
Oh, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York. Roxanne.
Beautiful.
Brilliant.
Ah, that will really throw him when he wakes up in a couple of hours' time. Sting's been ringing me.
Text a show at 4 o'clock, Sting rings.
I was just texting him at 4 o'clock today saying, how was Sting? That's it. 4 o'clock on the button today, text Radio 1 saying, how was Sting? 81199 at 4 this afternoon. Not now, 4 this afternoon. Send a text, how was Sting? ? If you text Sting ring, Scott will go, eh?
He'll go through to a different inbox.
Somebody on my holiday. Anyway.
Rachel! The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you were hearing a different song. But you were hearing a different song. It's like the follow-up to My Doorbell, quite literally, isn't it? It's the White Stripes and it's the Denial Twist on Radio 1. 9:20 on BBC Radio 1. Do you want?
You know that picture that I showed you before?
You know, you're not funny.
By the way, Stewie, on the email, you are exceedingly funny. And your picture, have you seen the salad? No, I haven't.
This is in reference to, obviously, Chris's special shoes, which are now built up.
Because I have one leg longer than the other.
Stewie has done a picture of what Chris might look like with said special footwear.
I'm not laughing at the shoe,
but
obviously.
There is now another one.
I've seen it.
There's now another picture, again, with reference to our conversation before about you and your correctional boots. And it's bad.
Picture of me that was placed over Forrest Gump while he sits on the bench. Thanks very much for that. And how long will it take before someone will now recreate that poster to Forrest Gump with Chris Moyles' Forrest Gump? Cheers.
Thanks very much.
Richard Keys lover. Let me clear this up once and for all. I have one leg that is slightly longer than the other and my ankle is collapsing. And therefore, I have to lift my ankle. And I have flat feet, which means that most shoes and trainers are built with an arch. I don't have an arch in my foot. Therefore, I have to correct that with special insoles that will be made from a mold of my feet. It's done it before. It's old news, you know, and that's that.
People are also saying that maybe what you could do, if you haven't got the insoles and you need a bit more lift, is just fold up a beer mat, you know, like you do in the pub when the table's wonky.
I'm not wonky. 9:22. This is for you if you like hairy men, like what Dave does. He really does. He fancies hairy men. Alan, get some pictures on images, right, in the search engine, right? A bit like porn for Dave, right? DLT, okay. Noel Edmonds,
yes.
Rolf Harris,
yes.
So it'll be Guinea Bay 9:30. All them. Chris Christopherson, it'll be crazy. This time next week, we're going to be live in Leeds doing the show from my hometown of Leeds on the Head Road. It's where we switch the Christmas lights on. If you know Leeds, you know where that is. Embrace, you're going to come and join us. We're going to have a little stage for them. They're going to do a couple of songs between 9 and 10. And then after 10 o'clock, when we're off the air, they're going to go back on stage and do a few more songs. It'll be lovely. Rob DJ will be there. Fingers crossed, doing a quiz. Dave?
Mm-hmm.
We've got a website for you. Alan found a website for you. He thought might interest you.
Just don't scroll down.
But you know what?
Keep it there.
Yeah.
That looks specialist, isn't it?
Can you describe the website without giving too much away?
I don't want to say what the title is because that would be directing people to something that is clearly specialist interest. But essentially, it's for people who like...
It's specialist because it's aimed at you.
Yeah.
It's hairy men.
Hairy men. Once again...
Hairy men for Dave.
Once again, I don't... find hairy men attractive.
Looking at those pictures,
I'd rather not.
Is your heart racing a little bit? Are you getting a little bit flustered?
No,
they're all clothed. It's fine.
They all look a bit.
Are you feeling? You know,
no stirring going on.
Really,
anywhere. I just feel that actually, you know, men with hair is quite normal, and it's not to be mocked.
Nothing to be ashamed of, is it?
Nothing to be ashamed of. I mean,
the fact that you're attracted to hairy men, why be ashamed?
It's far less embarrassing, I would suggest, than someone like yourself who stands in the mirror, albeit slightly on a funny angle because of your wonky feet, grooming themselves and shaving their chest and sometimes even their nether regions.
When you say shave my chest, right? What does that mean exactly?
You trim with your beard trimmer. And you trim other parts of your body.
The top bit here.
Yes.
That's so I shave
stick
my
out
chest.
Like a chest rug.
And by the way, if you're pointing the finger at anybody who shaves their chest, speak to Allard, who has electrolysis.
It's not electrolysis.
Right, so that he'll never be hairy ever again until the day he dies.
Well, there's many, many people who would agree with me and say that your whole slant on hair, hair grooming, hair removal, and all these other things, is actually what makes you two particular. And
I would rather be in the camp that it says
camp it is very much.
Well, excuse me, I would rather be in that camp, right, that I occasionally trim myself, right, as opposed to your camp, which is to let it all grow and let it all hang out, a lot like a German athlete woman, because you, my friend, have a very unhealthy fascination towards hairy bodies, and that is wrong
that
in
is
my
wrong.
Eyes.
I don't think it's a fascination.
Dave,
I just think that you should be as nature intended, really, and the only part of me, hair-wise, that I tend to get trimmed on a regular basis is my head.
Can I just say, nice haircuts, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. But, you know, you don't let that grow long. So what's different between that and your hairy body? You make that look nice.
Yeah.
Why not let that grow long?
But
then?
I don't...
Let it as nature intended.
I don't shave my armpits.
We don't shave
I'd look like
armpits.
One of the Kings of Leon if I did that, wouldn't I?
Well, that's fine. You're saying that's what you should be doing. Yeah, I think you should trim.
I think this is an unfair conversation.
But look at your legs and your feet, man. It's just
wrong.
I don't
think there's anything wrong with my legs.
You've just...
Don't.
Dave. It's disgusting, man.
I don't think they're unusual.
See, you look like a tree.
It's an Amazon.
A hairy tree.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think they're unusual.
You look like some kind of... You got two vermin for, you know, coming out of your arse.
I don't think
I came out wrong, but you know what I mean, as in legs. It's wrong.
Dominic, right, we'll do a little poll.
He's got no hair.
Dom, as a man... Right, and Carrie, you can...
He's an egg for a head!
Do you think they're unusually hairy?
They're not unusually hairy, they're hairy.
They're just the sort of legs that men have.
No, yeah, they are quite hairy, but not unusually so.
There you go, you see, Carrie, she's a woman, she understands.
Carrie, you've got to see his back, though. She's wrong. It's like he's got a rug sellotaped to the back.
Yeah, I don't do hairy backs.
It's just wrong. Hairy, hairy.
Sorry, Dave. Don't mind hair in most other places, but backs, no.
9:29.
If you're a Hairy Mary, why not text in with your number for Dave?
I'm not a Hairy Mary.
He'll give you a ring after the show.
And I don't like Hairy Mary men.
Dave, what on earth are Mary men?
Well, I don't know, but whatever they are, and you're just trying to deflect the fact away that you're a wonky donkey.
Good morning to James Beattie, who scored for Everton yesterday. We said on the air that the next Everton player to score a goal will give them their own jingle, a la David O'Leary.
Good morning, David O'Leary.
Good morning, David, by the way. James Beattie, we're going to speak to our jingle people after the show and see if we can get a good morning James Beattie jingle. But James, just in case you're listening, we should have it for the end of the week to make your life more exciting.
Good morning,
James Beattie. It'll be better than that.
Good morning,
Hairy Mary.
There you go,
Dave. Get you a special hairy jingle.
Or maybe you are right after all. I stand corrected, said the man in orthopedic shoes.
And I wobble corrected. Right, Libertines playing a second after we get final news and sport. It's 9:30.
And well done, too, to the London Exiles, who beat Cranley 16-13 on Saturday. I went to watch them, and I know, I've cocked it up. I went to watch them, and I promised them a mention. Hello to all the boys.
Hello to the boys. Weather wet and windy, but drier this afternoon.
Where did you meet the boys?
Yeah, I went to watch them play on Saturday.
You meet all of them?
Yeah.
Did you have a bath with them afterwards?
No, I did not have a bath. Right.
Maybe one more travel.
Shower?
No.
It's Kegworth Monday. Let's go to the M1 in Leicestershire. There's been a bit of flooding both ways. That's around Junction 24 at Kegworth. So drive with caution.
Beep, beep, one more travel.
Almost exactly 9:35.
Here comes Bot.
You're going to have a special shoe.
The Chris Moyle Show.
You're going to have a special shoe.
Shoe.
National Radio 1.
Shoe. Right, next Monday morning we're live in Leeds. Then we would like you to come along and see us. We're in a big double-decker bus with Embrace next to us on a stage doing a couple of live songs. Just on the head row where we switched Christmas lights on last year. And we'd like your boss to give you an hour off so you can come and see us. If you work in the city centre of Leeds, you should come and see it. Well, if you don't work, by the way, just come along and see us. I mean,
yeah, it's good for job seekers, isn't it? Something to do, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Before you sign on, maybe. Don't know what signing on day is for you, but...
Thursday, isn't it?
I've officially stopped signing on now.
Used to be Thursday.
I've been working regularly for a while. I should stop. So, if your boss... Just go and see your... If you're listening at work now, just go see your boss and go, boss, Chris Moyle's just said on the radio that only the best bosses, you know, understand their workforce and therefore would let them go and watch Embrace and the show live just for an hour. And he says that the best bosses would let them do that. So we should say.
The cool bosses.
Yeah. If your boss is going to let you have an hour off to come and see us, give us a ring. 08700 100 100. Or give us a ring and tell us the name of your boss and your boss's number and we might give him a ring ourselves. 08700 100 100. Call now. But next Monday, me, Dave, all the team, and Embrace live in Leeds.
We're heading up to Leeds again to have some silly fun. We've got a bus to drive around so Chris can see his mom. So come along and say hello to Molsey Jones or Vitti, cause Chris is back in Leeds and he's the saviour of the city.
Charlotte Church and Call My Name at Radio 1.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans.
It's good.
Yeah? Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to welcome, quite literally, a legend in his own lifetime. An absolute god amongst mortal men. He's the man known as Roy Walker!
Hey, big up yourself, Moisey man.
big up yourself too.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I watched Leeds United play Sheffield United on Friday night.
That sounds mega.
He's gone off street, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has gone off street. You're down with it.
Is Dave not talking to me?
Hi, Roy.
Yeah?
I see Everton finally lost, Dave.
No, they
finally drew, Roy. Yeah.
Fine, are your legs aching, Dave?
Are mine? No, they're fine, thank you.
He doesn't actually play for Everton.
Idiot.
No. He just, why would his legs, I don't really understand why his legs would,
get a life.
I don't get that.
I don't understand it either.
Why would his legs be aching?
Maybe he'd been waxing them or something.
You mean waxing your legs?
I'd rather set fire to my hair. Right. And have you put it out with a shovel.
Right.
Fair enough.
Okay, very good.
I've got such a busy day.
You have today. What are you doing?
I'm ironing my pants.
Get out of town.
Right. Okay. This is very surreal today, isn't it?
It is very surreal.
You've been drinking today?
Ah, shush now.
Right, okay, fine. Maybe you could shave Dave's legs.
Not for all the tea in China.
Right, okay, seriously. Anyway, should we move on?
Back to the show.
Who's on line one then, please?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, it's Ben from Market Harbour.
Hey!
Me already.
Right. what do you do, Ben?
I'm a mechanic.
You're a mechanic?
I am. Right.
Yeah. He has no chance.
Right, no, you don't be silly. And who are you a mechanic for?
Scania in Northampton.
Right, okay. Scania.
Yeah.
Right.
Paint the trucks.
Right. And whereabouts are you right now?
I'm in a truck stop just off the M1.
Okay, alright. Beautiful. What do you drive yourself?
It's a Vauxhall Cavalier.
Oh,
nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear your horn. Oh,
great horn.
It is a good horn.
Fat.
It's with a PH. Mm.
Great.
Ben, are you excited? Are you ready to play the game?
I am thrilled.
Great. You working?
Yes.
You working today?
No, I'm off to Thorpe Park.
Are you?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Is that your real voice?
No, I'm putting it on.
He sounds like a right dipstick.
I'll give you a dipstick.
Oh!
Hey, fighting talk.
Hang on, who's the dipstick?
You loser.
Just stop. Sorry, it's Monday, he's a little bit, do you know what I mean?
It's a good job we're not chasing ratings.
Yeah, I know, okay. Right, anyway, hang on there, we'll talk to you in a second.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris, my name's Bryn and I'm from Porchester.
Hooray! Porchester was near Portsmouth.
It is.
Yeah.
I had a friend that used to live there.
Oh, did you now?
But
Roy,
they moved.
What's his name?
Did you hear that? He had a friend. But they moved, did they?
Yes.
Right, okay. They don't live there anymore.
No.
No. They've moved. You sound a little bit excited today.
Just a little.
Right, okay.
Oh, dear me.
Who was the person that you that used to live there that you knew?
Chris.
Chris who?
Peacock?
Don't know him.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
What do you do, Bryn?
I work for a company called Homekey.
Homekey?
Yeah, it's a DIY factory.
Okay, brilliant.
Sounds
right. Good.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do for them?
Basically picking and packing.
What?
Picking and packing.
Picking and packing.
Picking and packing.
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a right agent.
No.
Are you a pickpacker then?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
What do you prefer, picking or packing?
Packing.
Yeah. These people aren't even bright enough to get on your call.
You'd know, Roy, if you're one of them.
Oh, hey, seriously. Don't start.
He's annoying me already.
Yeah, okay.
Goodbye.
No, just, no. Listen, don't start having a row with him, okay?
Okay.
Roy's a legend, and he's also getting on a bit, so you...
I'll go on a diet.
You go on a diet, seriously.
God, give me strength.
Shut up.
Right, he's so far past it, they'd be putting him in the Natural History Museum next.
Oh!
Is this going to take long?
Yeah.
It's going to get ugly, isn't it?
This is getting nasty now, yeah.
I hate students.
I'm not a student.
He's not a student.
Whatever.
This guy's actually got a job.
Ridiculous.
No, no. What are you driving?
I'm driving a Vauxhall Corsa.
Yeah, nice wheels. Let's see your horn.
Yeah.
Ah, D&B.
You call that a horn?
Yeah, he does call that. Let's not get into this because it'll just be rowing. Right, Bryn, are you ready?
I'm ready, Chris.
Are you ready, Ben?
I'm ready!
All right!
Horns at the ready.
Let's go.
Fingers steady.
Yes.
Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All this angst is just, you know what I mean? I don't like it. You know, it's just, I don't like it when he's angry. When people have a go at him.
It's like Jerry Springer almost.
Yeah.
Let's play the game.
Right, okay, fair enough. Mr. Fish has had a row with Mrs. Fish and has been living rough for the last week. He's absolutely skint and needs some cash for a sandwich. What was that? Did someone just blow their nose?
No, sorry.
Okay. He needs some cash for a sandwich, so decided his best bet would be to get some pennies out of the wishing well in town. Mr. Fish has waited till everyone's gone home and he's now reaching down deep inside the well to get himself a couple of pennies. Oh, look at that, said Mr. Fish. There's a pound coin! Which you might as well, as all those pennies are there. I'll have the pennies and I'll have the pound. You know what I mean? I was only actually in the well to get the penny, but now I'm it. Is that Ben?
It is Ben!
Yes, Ben?
Look after the pennies and the pounds and look after himself.
Is it the lugger?
Is that your answer?
It is, yeah.
Right?
Nope. That's wrong.
It's wrong.
How goody.
Sorry about... Jade Goody. What is she?
How goody.
How goody.
How goody.
Sounds like the bloke off the Weetabix adverts. Okay.
Okay.
Right. No, so, Bryn, chance for you to steal...
Yeah, I'm listening.
Ben, shut up, you arse.
Well, I lost my brain.
Shut your... Oh, you irritating dwarf. Bryn?
Yeah?
So, he's in the well for the pennies, but he's just seen a pound... Yes, Bryn?
In for the penny, in for the pound.
You're absolutely right!
Yay!
That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done to Bryn.
Thank you.
And none to Ben.
Yeah, never mind that.
He has the same points as the amount of times he's got laid. Zero. So...
How do you know that?
Huh?
How do you know that?
I don't know. Roy told me.
He's a very knowledgeable man.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Whatever.
Right, so one to Bryn, none to Ben. Let's continue with the game and have another one.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish has been offered the vacant manager's position at Hearts after George Burley parted company with the club on Saturday. Now, he knows it's a big job, especially for someone with no managerial experience. But Mr. Fish thinks he's up to the challenge. There he is at the training ground now, where they've got a swimming pool and everything. And the lads have just thrown Mr. Fish in. And it's not the shallow end either, it's the other end. Who's that?
Bryn.
Yes, Bryn?
Throwing in at the deep end.
Throwing in at the deep end!
You're a winner! Yay!
Oh. Roy, I know you weren't a big fan of Bryn's, but...
You're the daddy!
You're the daddy. Ah, hang on there, Bryn. Ben!
Hello!
What happened?
I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Never mind. You give it your best.
You did.
I know.
You did give it your best, but...
You certainly did.
But you are an idiot.
Yeah.
So,
Ta-ra.
Bryn, ha! Yeah, ha! Hey. Well done, Bryn.
Thank you very much.
What are you going to do to celebrate?
I'm going to go have a...
Bye-bye. Lovely. You
who
enjoy,
cares?
You enjoy your... That'd be great. And well done to you, Mr. Roy and Mr. Fish. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Dave. Beautiful. There you go. Well, thank you very much. I thought that was a very interesting I thought it was a bit harsh, this morning's Car Park Catchphrase.
Do you think so?
I thought it was. I thought you were a little bit harsh to the callers, well, especially the first one. He deserved it.
I don't like him.
I didn't like him either, to be fair. So thank you very much, Roy, and...
Goodbye!
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Roy.
Bye. You gone?
You there, Roy?
Right.
I was liking that little...
Goodbye!
Debrief chat there.
Yeah?
I hate it!
Jo Wiley's up next. She's beautiful, and she's here at 10. And then Colin and Edith. Oh, no, it's Edith.
The photos just keep coming through. I'm
Rachel,
sorry.
Rachel, stop. Come on.
Oh, go on. Just show us that last
show
one before
that
we go.
Again. Show that again.
It's me with a robotic leg. Hello.
A special leg.
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm a human being.
With special shoes.
Like I'm not scared from my I'm a super being. Scott Mills is back at 4 this afternoon. Yay. Hooray!
Bless him.
Goodbye. All right, thanks. So, Scott will be on later on this afternoon. You have to text to Scott. How was Sting? At 4 o'clock today. Exactly 4 o'clock. Set the mobile on your mobile alarm. And 4 o'clock today, text Scott with how was Sting at exactly 4 o'clock.
You want thousands.
Yeah. Jo Wiley will be telling you about where she's going next week when all the DJs go home to their hometowns. So listen to Jo in a second. Edith's on her own today because Colin's off, obviously. Stop. The long one.
You mean to play the long one?
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, but I just we don't normally play. I'm just like listening to it.
Nice.
Yeah. To play that game where you got to guess where the vocals come in.
Now.